Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to KGNU's Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight's opera playlist is like one big party. Scenes of festive revelry and dancing, like this peasant dance from Hans Heiling. It's all wholesome, harmless fun. Almost. Bohemian peasants are singing and dancing in a local tavern, clearly enjoying themselves. From Act One of the fairy tale opera Hans Heiling, music by Heinrich Merschner. And in that recording, we heard George Albrecht conducting the Torino Radio Orchestra and Chorus. It's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell here at KGNU. And I've got a playlist of operatic revelry. Revelry and celebration scenes in opera provide composers with the opportunity to create music that evokes pleasure and dance, but they're usually not an end in themselves. Rather, they're often used as moments of relief or contrast, or a setup for something comical or dramatic. As in our next scene from Weber's Der Freischütz, the free shooter. The peasants in a woodland hunting village are celebrating. There's going to be a shooting contest, and a crowd has come to see the marksman practicing. The crowd cheers as a target is hit by one of the marksmen, and a small band plays, and someone starts to sing about hunting and marksmanship. Everyone dances and joins in the revelry.
Thank you. works.
Auf der mich an als König dünkt ich meine Macht zu wenig. Gleicht sie eher den Mut, was kennt. Er frag ich, he, 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 wird er frag ich, he, he, he.
The peasants of a hunting village are dancing and singing, enjoying themselves, the day before their annual marksman contest. What they don't know is that one of the hunters will make a bargain with the devil himself to try to win the contest. We heard Carlos Kleiber conducting the Dresden State Opera Orchestra and Chorus. And it's just 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with me, Ron Nadell, at KGNU, and I've got a playlist of operatic revelry, scenes of singing and dancing and innocent pleasure for the moment. The next scene of revelry comes from Wagner's wonderful warm comedy, The Meistersingers of Nuremberg. Now, in the third act, it is St. John's Day, the day of the annual singing contest in Nuremberg, which is the city of the famous Master Singers Guild. It's a beautiful day. The villagers arrive and they're singing and dancing. Soon, the Master Singers themselves arrive, announced by the majestic fanfare from Act 3 of Die Meistersinger.
Zeit fahrt hinein.
Thank you.
The citizens of Nuremberg sing and dance as part of the St. John's Day celebrations, which includes a singing contest. During the contest, one of the old master singers tries to copy the prize song of a young singer, but he gets the words all wrong, and the crowd will burst into laughter. We heard Herbert von Karajan conduct the Dresden State Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Just 19 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box at KGNU, and I'm Ron Nadell with a playlist of operatic revelry. I don't want you to think that it's just the Germans who know how to party. We're going to get all dressed up in our formal evening attire and go to a grand ball in St. Petersburg from Prokofiev's War and Peace. The scene opens with couples swirling around the grand ballroom. Women crane their necks to see who's wearing what and who's dancing with whom. A chorus sings, and the page announces each new arrival as they come in. The wealthy greet each other, and they use French to show their refinement. The Tsar arrives, and everyone bows, and the chorus sings praises to the Tsar. From Prokofiev's opera, War and Peace.
Начинает хор слова молодого батюшка.
Андреевич Ростов. Которая ваша дочь.
Справа.
Ваша Армана.
Она светает день проклад.
Отец, крестница, покрашела. Сонюшка, бонжур.
Лучи, кристальные небеса.
Есть такие, как мы, есть и хуже.
Граф и графиня Безуховы.
По тенью табалейку свою.
Вот она, Элен, царица Петербурга. Как хорошо! Посмотрите, как за ней убивается и старый млад. Какие плечи!
А на них как будто лом от взгляда всех мужчин. Безуховой водиться не люблю и не посоветую.
А этот-то толстый в очках фармазон да всемирный. Женою-то рядом поставьте. То-то шут гороховый.
Ах, он так добр и благороден. Он обещал мне быть на этом бале и представить как.
Князь Курагин, поручик Долгов.
Курагин, брат Безуховый, как похожи, брат сестрой, и как красивы оба.
Нас теперь нет слова без Долгова, им клянутся, на него зовут, как на стерлядь. Курагин и Долгов, наши пары всех с ума свели. Почитают цыганок.
Государь, государь прибыть изволил.
Государь прибыть изволил.
Государь прибыть изволил.
Государь,
государь,
государь, государь прибыть изволил.
Хор, хор, поем оду Ломоносова.
Слушай, милый пастор,
мазурку, плывем, как мячик, скользя по паркету.
Смотрите, полковник танцует мазурку, плывем, как мячик, скользя по паркету.
The Grand Ball Scene from Prokofiev's War and Peace. Of course, that's based on the great novel. The lives of everyone concerned will be greatly changed when Napoleon invades Russia. We heard Alexander Melik-Pashayev conducting the Bolshoi Opera Orchestra and Chorus. It's 32 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to the Opera Box with Ron Nadel, and I hope you stick around for a Classic Monday. I'll continue to be your host with the 14th program in my series of program music, tone poems, tonight influenced by or illustrating stories. That's at 8 o'clock tonight, right here on KGNU.
Support comes from Highland City Club, located in the historic Highland Building in downtown Boulder. Highland City Club is home to many of Boulder's creative artists, authors, and entrepreneurs. Highland City Club offers inspired spaces to work, socialize, and reside. More information at highlandcityclub.com.
Well, we're going to jet over to Sweden for a formal masked ball with the King of Sweden in attendance. This is from Verdi's Unballo in Maschera, The Masked Ball. Everyone is decked out in these wonderful costumes so that you can't tell who is whom. All the nobility of Sweden is in attendance. Count Ankerström is the baritone, asks the king's page, which is a trouser role played by a soprano. He asks the page to point out which person is the king. The page is very coy and won't say. Count Ankerström wants to know who is the king because he intends to kill him. Ankerström believes his wife Amelia, the soprano, has had an affair with the king, sung by the tenor. But the page doesn't know this, and so he does point out the king to Ankerström. The king is talking to Amelia, and he tells her that though he loves her, he will not act upon it. Just then, Ankerström comes forward and stabs the king. Ankerström is grabbed and held by several of the revelers. Mortally wounded, the king tells them to release Ankerström. And he informs Ankerström that his wife, Amelia, has never broken her wedding vows. The king then pardons Ankerström and dies. as the crowd mourns the loss of their king.
Farò cadere la colpa se non mi fia concesso.
Dunque?
Fai grazie a lui se parli e non a me.
Veste una capa nera con rose al nostro petto.
Una parola ancora.
Perché abbastanza ho detto.
E non amore tanto nelle tue distanze.
Dello scritto.
Ma fuori quei mancerchia.
Non penetra nel mio petto il terrore.
Fuggite, fuggite. Oh, che trafitto cadrete qui.
Rivelami il nome tuo.
Oh, Dio, non posso.
E perché piangi? Mi supplichi atterrita. Onde qua tanta senti pietà della mia vita.
Oh, com'è stato? Come il sangue mio narre.
In vano chi c'eri e voglia quell'angelo tu sei.
T'amo, si t'amo in lacrime, o
partirai.
Thank you.
during a royal masked ball, King Gustav dies at the hand of Count Ankerstrom, who thought his wife was having an affair with the king. From Umballo in Maschera, The Masked Ball by Giuseppe Verdi. We heard an all-star cast with Carlo Bergonzi as the king, Leontine Price as Amelia, Robert Merrill as Count Ankerstrom, and a young Shirley Verrett sang the role of the page. Eric Leinsdorf conducted the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra and Chorus. One of the most famous masked ball scenes is from Romeo and Juliet. And our last scene this evening is courtesy of Vincenzo Bellini from his opera, The Capulets and Montagues. Now, Bellini's opera is not based directly on Shakespeare, but on the play by Luigi Savola. In Bellini's masked ball scene, the Capulet family and friends are all gathered to celebrate the forthcoming marriage of Tybalt and Juliet. And they sing and dance. Then Romeo, sung by soprano, arrives in disguise. He's come with a large group of his friends to attack the gathering and prevent the wedding. He's immediately recognized by the Capulet's doctor, played by the baritone, who tries to stop him. Romeo tells the doctor that he's come to stop the wedding, just as his throng attacks. From The Capulets and Montagues by Bellini.
Thank you. pietà t'arresta, non ti notrar di più, mal ti nasconde questa da quel fiassisa.
Il mio periglio pensar possio, quando un rival s'agginge a rapirsi il mio ben. Ma ciò non fia per certo, il giuro.
Ma il lasso è tolta forse ogni speme.
Romeo and a large group of his supporters attack the Capulet Ball in a different telling of the story of Romeo and Juliet, similar to West Side Story. From I Capuletti e I Montecchi, The Capulets and the Montagues by Vincenzo Bellini. And we heard the great mezzo Janet Baker as Romeo. Raymond Herrings was the doctor. Giuseppe Pitani conducted the New Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus. This is your host, Ron Nadell. Thanks for joining me this evening for my Opera Box program of Revelry. Stay tuned for A Classic Monday.
Support comes from the Museum of Boulder, celebrating Women's History Month with a variety of programs throughout the month of March, presenting Inclusipedia on March 9th. The workshop will teach how to set up a Wikipedia account, write and research a Wikipedia article, add existing pages, and more. Get a start by brainstorming inspirational women that should be part of Inclusipedia. More information at themuseumofboulder.org.
It's time once again for KGNU's Grateful Dead Rare Tape Special. Tune in on Saturday, March 9th from 7 p.m. to midnight to hear the best quality Grateful Dead tapes from our extensive archives. The Dead Special is part of KGNU's Spring Membership Drive and is being held on the first Saturday of the drive this time around. Be sure to call in and support community radio. That's the Grateful Dead Special, 7 p.m. to midnight, March 9th, right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
This is Helen Forster from E-Town. Join us this week as a longtime dream of Nick's comes true as we welcome the amazing Swedish group Vassen, plus gifted young singer-songwriter and musical historian Sam Amadon. And we'll hear the story of a couple mentoring and feeding the needy in Ohio this week in E-Town.
Sunday morning at 11 on KGNU.
And you are listening to KGNU here at Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We're coming up on 8 o'clock on a Monday evening. It's time for a Classic Monday. Welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and I want to tell you a story. Actually, I want to play you some stories. And tonight, I'm continuing with my series of programs of classical music illustrating some kind of unspoken narrative, stories, nature, people, and places, with the 14th program in my series, Music Inspired by or Illustrating Stories, such as Beethoven's Coriolan Overture, narrating the fate of Roman general Gaius Marcius Coriolanus. And I'll have music of Debussy, Richard Strauss, Edvard Grieg, and others. We're going to take a close look at Strauss's tone poem, Also sprach Zarathustra, with a sample of Strauss conducting himself. Sit closer to the radio and join me for tonight's stories in music for a cold evening.